This morning, I give God all praise and I magnify him. Amen. I want to, good morning, brother. Amen. I believe the YouTube should be up by now. It is. Amen. Amen. I thank God for all of his love and kindness. And I just praise God. We need to make sure that we are praying for, is it somewhere in Africa where they said that it is really, really getting bad? Does anybody remember where that was in Africa? Brother Ryan, do you remember where that was in Africa that they said that it's getting really, really bad with the lock? Someone sent me an email the other day, said they're going back into lockdown. And they said it was so bad. I can't remember where it is. I have to look the email up again.
Nigeria is on top of my head, but
maybe it was Nigeria. I'm not sure. But they said, amen. If we want to pray, not just for people, but for the atmosphere that you're in. We want to pray that the Lord will protect you, because a lot of countries and a lot of places are in a really bad position, especially if you're Christian. They're in a bad position. And so we want to continue to pray for our believers, because God has people all over the world. And we want to pray for those that are believing and following in Christ. We want to continue to pray for those that are dealing with situations that are just crazy. If your nation, your city, your country, your state is dealing with some things, let us know so we can add that state, that country, that place, your atmosphere in our prayers, because it is necessary that we need to pray. The Bible tells us the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the saints mean something, and the prayers of the people of God go places. And we need to make sure that we stay in a state of prayer. Amen. Brother Ryan, can I get you to pull that door up kind of halfway, keep some of the cold out?
For a dollar.
See my accountant back there. Amen. Amen. And so we want to continue to pray. I have my list from last Sunday's chat room prayer request. Good morning, Asia, Allie, Aiden. It's not Dustin.
Nathan.
I said it's not Dustin. I said it's not.
Right.
Okay. Right. See? I was half right.
No.
I said no. Amen. 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 And we also have a prayer. I didn't know if you had yours, Pastor Nicole, if you had your praise report. Hello. I didn't know if you had your copy, but I printed one up just to make sure that we didn't. It's South Africa. Amen. So what I'd like to do is go ahead and pray for those places now, so I don't forget. Amen. He said South Africa. So let's. And I know a lot of you are dealing with a lot of things. And as your family, we just want to be here to support you. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, and we bless your name, for you are good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endure to all generations. Father, we are praying for the nation of South Africa. We don't know like you know. We don't have the insight that you have. But we know that you have people in South Africa. And some of those people even belong to this ministry, that are in need, that are crying out for help. They're being treated like prisoners. They are actually being treated as POWs, prisoners of war. Father, these are people that believe in you. These are people that trust you. These are people that acknowledge that you are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're praying for your people that are dealing with the things that are going on of this world. Father, we're asking that you would make provisions for your people. Pastor Nicole, can you anoint my hands, please? And I would like to use this. Dikishono. This is the oil that is made by one of the soldiers in house. Blessed oil from the recipe, from the ingredients from the Bible.
Oh, amen.
And have blessed the house with this oil. If you hold it up, if you want it, we will send it to you. And of course, you know, we don't charge for anything like that. We don't charge for it. I don't remember the last time we charged for anything. We don't charge for anything.
Never.
If we, I don't remember, I can't remember. And you know, Pastor Sandy started that. Amen. He said, we not selling, peddling, nothing. If we can't give it away, then we don't, then something he said after that. He said, we're not, he started this. He said, we're not peddling anything and we're not selling it. We're not having any chicken dinners. We're not having any fish fries to pay to, and we're not selling nothing. He started this when we started the church, and we've carried it on ever since. We started out charging for the college classes. That fell that real quick. Everything that the Lord, the Bible says, freely you receive, freely you give.
Amen.
He didn't say freely you discount. Okay, because that's what a lot of people are doing. They, you know, when we at the discounted rate of $39.95, we just slice 20% off. That ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. That's you, you thief. He said, freely you receive, freely you give. And we try our best to make sure that we obey the rules of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And so if you want this, if you want this, and I'm going to use this today. If you want this, we have more. Let us know. Don't email. You can email Pastor Tahiro because she has a load. And or you can email me. I have my own supply. We'll send it to you. Okay? Amen. Those are her books. Okay. Amen. So now we want to continue to pray for South Africa. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever's going on in South Africa, we're praying that you would make provisions for your people. We're praying, Father, that you would hear and answer the cries of your people. Father, we're praying that you would give them what they need to be what you have called and created them to be. Father, these are your people and the sheep of your pasture, and they're crying out unto you, Father, and we are also crying out to you for them on their behalf. Father, lift them up above the trouble. Please give them what they need. All of your people in South Africa, give them what you need. Give them what they need to be what you created them to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Do we have many prayers this morning? We do? Oh, wow. Amen. Before we do that, Sean M., I want to pray for the girlfriend's recovery from blood clot surgery in her head and has not regained memory. Amen. And some financial issues. I want to pray for Cloud W. Amen. You know, people don't realize this or not, but you know, there are a lot of fathers out there taking care of their kids. There are a lot of fathers out there taking care of their kids. They're homeschooling their kids, and they're feeding their kids, and they're taking care of their kids. And I'm not just talking about the half-grown kids. I'm talking about little babies. They're taking care of, they're doing, for whatever reason, whether it was an agreement or whether it was out of necessity, they're doing it. And I don't hear of a whole lot of support for those fathers. I don't. And so, what I recommend, and this one father is asking for prayer for support and strength. I am with you in the name of Jesus. And I highly recommend, brother, I highly recommend that you contact SALT, our men's prayer and support team. There are fathers in that group of men that are doing some of the same things that you're doing. And that we're not, this SALT is not a membership drive. The church, SALT is a ministry that is backed and supported by the church. We have ordained and blessed that ministry. Even though it came through S4C, it operates the way God intended for it to operate as a global men's prayer and support team. Amen. Did I say that right? And so We're not asking you to be a member of this house at all. We're just saying that if you are a male of any age and you need support, prayer, we have men that will bless you. And we've also started a women's group, which is called Light, which does the exact same. As we get more information, we build up more, I'll share more. But please, if you are a father supporting a child or children, or you just need help, spiritual, whatever it is, reach out. Don't feel like you have to do this by yourself. You are not alone. The enemy wants to divide and conquer, sit you aside, hoping you'll think that you're the only one going through this, and then try to beat you to death because you don't know that you have help and support, but you do. Amen? Amen. So I want to make sure that you know that we're praying for you. And Sean M., we're praying for the girlfriend. Iva J., daughter. Children cutting, people cutting themselves. That's a spirit. That's a demonic spirit. Something has opened that pineal gland, or trying to open that gland so demons can come in to cause you to destroy yourself. That is a demonic spirit. Contact us, because we have people in this ministry that deal and know about demonic spirits. If you just need somebody to pray with you, contact us, s4ctroops@aol.com. Just say, Pastor, I need prayer. Let me know if you're male or female, because that way I'll know which way to send you, because we don't have women praying over men. And we don't have them, you know, and vice versa. We want women praying for women and men praying for men. If you need prayer, just prayer. Are we okay?
Yes.
Okay. If you need prayer, just prayer, or you need someone to talk to, we have people that can minister to you. And again, we're not charging any offerings. We're not asking for any donations. We're not asking you to be a member of this church. I don't care what church you're a member of, or if you're a member of a church at all. If you are a child of God, or you want to be, and you are trying, and you just need help, contact us. Even if you're not a child of God and you want prayer, contact us. Maybe the Lord will allow us to minister to you. Amen. 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 Oh, thank you. Thank you. Amen. So I'm almost finished, Pastor. I'm almost finished. So that's the spirit, and we need to help. We need to help, and we need to pray over that. And we need to talk to you about changing the atmosphere that might be an issue so that we can work on that, because we want to get to the child before the enemy gets to the child. Amen. Amen. And a lot of people are just asking for prayer. Robert Violet, we got you. We're still praying, Robert. We're going to pray until the Lord calls us home, or until he delivers you. Either one is okay. Norma, we're praying. Angel K, we're praying. Thomas H, we're praying. Iva, we're praying. Jamise W, we're praying. Rosie, we're praying. Eyes of Jesus, we're praying. Norma, Thomas, we're praying. Amen. All right, Pastor Nicole, I'm ready. How are we doing, Miss Abigail?
Perfect.
Good. Anybody logged in yet?
Yes. Let's start with our praise report.
All right.
So the last 2 weeks we've been praying for Simon's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Who mysteriously, whatever happened, he ended up in the hospital, and they said he was brain dead.
They
pulled the plug, but there's brain activity.
Mm-hmm.
He has opened his eyes.
Yes!
Amen. Eyes. He's moving. He's still not fully conscious.
Yes.
But he's moving, which is showing that he has the ability to hear.
Yes.
And the doctors have found out what happened. He actually, I think he's only 36 years old. He had a heart attack. He had a heart attack, and someone found him. He was by himself, and it took the hospital a long time to find out what was going on. what it caused the issue, and the issue was a heart attack.
Oh my goodness.
So we want to continue to pray for him, because when he had a heart attack and he passed out, he didn't have any oxygen for a while.
Mm.
And so they are not sure the extent of the brain damage.
Right.
But we know that God can heal him.
Yes.
And even if God doesn't heal him on this side, he can heal him in a
Yes.
So that he can be with him.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Have we heard anything else from the pilot and his wife?
No.
Because you told me something.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. They are both in remission.
Yes.
Amen. They
yes.
are both healing. Both the pilot who suffered from COVID and had some major issues in his body. He is home, I believe.
Uh-huh.
From Sweden back to the States.
Yes.
The wife who was diagnosed with breast cancer, they are both in remission.
In remission,
they are
yes.
both heading down the path of healing.
Yes. Yes. Amen. That's awesome. That's wonderful news. Amen.
We have, before I go into prayer, our note that came with the prayer list says we have a number of people who are experiencing health issues and are afraid to see the doctor because of the
things that are going on.
I want to encourage them, don't let fear hold you back
right.
from care.
Right.
Because of course the enemy will use fear as a tool to, because if he can't stop you from serving God, then he wants to destroy you.
Right.
So he'll use fear as a tool to keep you from caring for yourself. If you have a doctor that you have trusted to this point, go to them.
Yeah.
Be firm in how you want to be cared for. They don't get to control your care.
Right.
You control your care.
Right.
So please don't let fear stop you from getting the care you need to ensure that you're strong and healthy. I mean,
yes.
we are advocates for care.
Yes.
Amen. Because
yes.
these bodies belong to God. They are God's temple.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we take care of ourselves. Please don't let a fear of what is happening in this atmosphere. If you're that afraid, you're probably watching too much news.
Huh.
Take a break.
Yeah.
On television. You know, read your Bible. Play some Scrabble with the family. Whatever it takes to get your mind off of that. Spend more time in prayer. But don't let the enemy use fear to stop you from caring for yourself.
Amen. That's a good word.
So our first prayer is from Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Judy is asking for prayer. She needs a new job. She's starting a new job.
Yes.
At a women's mission in Buffalo.
Wow.
She's asking for prayer that she will be submissive and humble and hearing and obeying this for the job from the Lord. In addition to her full-time job, she's still working her full-time job that she's been on for 26 years.
Wow.
And she's going to a new job in addition, working at the women's mission in Buffalo.
Wow.
She is 62 years old.
Whoa.
She is asking for more strength, more endurance, and more stamina to do. She feels that this is where the Lord has called her, from what I'm reading, to do what the Lord has called her to do on her current job as well as at the mission.
Amen. What's her name, Judy?
Her name is Judy.
Amen. Judy, God bless you in the name of Jesus. That's 62. You bad girl. That's awesome. We're going to be praying that the Lord will give you the strength, the knowledge, and the understanding to continue to move forward in the way that He has positioned you. We're going to pray that you are blessed, and that the apparent ministry that God has placed you in will be a blessing to you, and you will be a blessing to others. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence, we are praying for Sister Judy, your soldier, the one that you are moving and guiding and putting in this position in order to serve you and to draw others unto you. We're praying for strength and healing in her body, in her heart, in her mind, and whatever it takes for her to be victorious in the places that you have placed her. We're thanking you in advance for your blessings over her life, over the lives of those that she touched or that you touched through her. Father, we're praying for healing and deliverance over anyone in her atmosphere that she speaks to in your name. We bless you, Lord. If there's any sin, if there's anything that is not like you, remove it in the name of Jesus, so that you alone will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we're praying for continued healing for the pilot's children.
Yes.
Okay, because not just him, not just his wife, although that is incredibly awesome news, but also for the children and for those that are caring for the children. I pray that they received their package.
They did.
Okay, so I hope you like what was sent out. It was a rocky road there for a minute. The Matthews were sent a certificate. Let us know when you get it, your certificate, so we'll know. Amen? All right.
Amen. Lori, she suddenly lost her mom.
Oh.
And so she.
Lori Sparks?
Yes.
Okay.
And so she's asking for prayer, just for comfort.
Yeah. Lori, you are a member of this body. And we're praying for you. I know you've been through some stuff. I would love to connect you with one of our prayer warriors that will minister with you and pray with you. I would love to do that. If you would email me, s4ctroops@aol.com, Lori Sparks. Email me so I can connect you. I promise you, these are women that are absolutely, positively sold out to God. And they are amazing. God uses them in an amazing way to pray with and minister to others. And so, Lori, as we pray for you, we're asking if you will, if it's okay, that you can actually have somebody that can talk to you on the phone, that will help comfort you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know you know what Lori is dealing with. I know you know the heartache and the crushing pain that she's dealing with now. We know that you know how to heal and deliver. Father, I'm praying that Lori and her mom will meet again in the house of the Lord, where we'll all get a chance to meet her mom, where we'll all get a chance to rejoice with Lori, where we will all finally be in the presence of our Father for now on. But until then, I pray, Lord, that we will be able to comfort each other, no matter what they're dealing with, no matter what they're going through, no matter what the situation is, because I know you're able. Encourage our daughter, our sister. Strengthen her. Help her to understand that her mom passing is not a period, it's a comma. Amen. It's time for the next chapter. Amen.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I don't know what my little busy daughter doing back there. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Zoe, good morning. What? Today's your birthday? Tomorrow? Oh, we're going to hook it up today. We're going to take care of you today, girl. Amen. All right. What you got, Mama?
Jamie is asking for prayer over their hands.
Uh-huh.
They began working at a grocery store late last year. They only did it for the first month, and their hands began to swell and hurt.
Swell?
In the first month of working there. Said I ignored it, but my hand, and thought that her hands would get used to it, or his hands, I'm not sure. This woman? Okay. She ignored it and thought her hands would get used to it, and get used to the fast pace and lifting,
mm-hmm.
But unfortunately it got worse. She began to wake up with them swollen and stiff, numb and tingling and burning. She saw her doctor back in October and he put her on prednisone.
Prednisone.
And Mexicam, I don't know what that is.
Another medication.
Yeah. And she's been on prednisone for 5 weeks now. That's a long time.
Yeah, it
is. And she said it's only keeping the swelling down to a minimum. So she is about to go to see a rheumatologist.
Yeah.
In about a little over a week,
mm-hmm.
to see what's going on.
Okay. What's her name?
Jamie.
Jamie, our God is able to fix whatever's wrong. I'm not putting down, fat-mouthing doctors, none of that. Thank God for doctors, especially those that know who Christ is. Thank God for healthcare workers and doctors and EMTs and policemen and firemen, public servants. Thank God. But our God is able to heal. Our God is able to deliver. This is what I'd like to do. Her name, what's her name again?
Jamie.
Jamie? Jamie, what I'd like to do is send you a bottle of anointing oil and a tallit. This is what I'd like to do. Once you get that, I want you to anoint your hands with this oil and cover it in the tallit. And we're going to be praying. I believe, I just contact me, s4ctroops@aol.com, Pastor Ben. Just contact me and I'll explain to you, okay? Because this ain't no joke. I'm telling you, this is not a joke. I've experienced what God has done through obedience for many, many, many years. It's not a joke. Contact me, okay? I'll give you the one-on-one book also to explain to you the purpose of the oil and the tallit, and give you a much better understanding if you don't already have one. And we'll be praying with you. And I believe, just as sure as I'm standing here, that God will fix that issue. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, let me pray for her now. Judith. Amy. Jamie. Okay. See? I was close. Amen. Jamie.
Yes.
Jamie. Amen. Isho amian isim. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your people. We thank you for the ability to be able to pray. We thank you for the opportunity to pray for your people. We're praying for Jamie.
Yes.
We're praying for her healing and her deliverance. We're praying, Lord, that you would take her off that medication according to your will for her. Take her off that medication and heal her. We don't know if it's something that she touched, something that infected her arm. We don't know what happened, but you were there when it happened. And you know what happened, and you are able to make whatever changes that are necessary for her healing. And we're praying and we're asking by faith in the name of Jesus that you would heal her hands.
Yes.
You said in your word that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. We understand that to be the prayers of those that love and trust you. The effectual fervent prayers of the saints move the hands of him who rules the world. That's you, Father. We're praying for her healing. We're praying for her deliverance. We're praying for that testimony. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Where's Pastor Drea? I keep seeing her, then I don't see her. Good morning, Brett.
You saw it.
Did I say it right?
Brent.
Oh, Lord. Brent, I'm sorry. I mean, no. I said it right? Brent.
You said Brett.
I said Brett. I'm sorry. Brent, amen.
You were close, though.
I had a B in there. I knew it was the B. Oh, goodness. Hey, man, I'm moving on up. I'm getting closer. I'm Bart. Hey, man. Hey, man. Security, throw that guy out.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so Sensational, she's providing an update on Josiah. We've been praying.
Oh, yes.
So he's been smoking marijuana.
Mm.
His mom found marijuana and vapor items in his room.
Vapor.
He's cutting classes. He's being disrespectful. He doesn't listen to his mother and is stressing her out.
Yeah.
She's been taking him to church and the pastor calls him for prayer and he refuses.
Mm.
He's been lying to his classmates and saying he doesn't go to church at all. And right now he's in counseling.
Yeah. Marijuana absolutely opens up the pineal gland so that demonic spirits can enter in. The reason I am sold out, the reason that they have overwhelmingly approved this to be legal It's because it is a spiritual battle, and the enemy knows what it takes to infect you. It is an infection of spiritual demons that are entering into him. And listen, I don't know all the spiritual implications from the vaping, but I do know that whatever's in that, when you inhale it, it goes directly to your lungs.
Metals.
Oh my goodness. It goes directly to your lungs. It goes past your throat. It goes up in your head. The enemy is attacked. The enemy has talked you into attacking you. He has taught, you may not be cutting your wrist, but you're poisoning, and you're sucking in metals. Metal that's going into your lungs. How long will it be before that stuff starts to act out in your body? How long is it going to be before those metals start cutting and ripping your intestines and your, how long before that stuff gets to your heart? And it's going to your brain. How long before you just suddenly just drop dead? See, if the enemy, this is one thing about the enemy, he's determined. He is not going to stop on his own. He's going to keep on until he gets you or he gets you to get you. Amen? Those of you that are vaping, you are killing yourself. You are ripping yourself apart from the inside. Those of you that are taking this medical marijuana, just because they made it legal, the Bible says all things are lawful but not expedient. Just because you're big enough and old enough to do it, don't mean you ought to be doing it. All things are lawful but not expedient. You can do it, but you shouldn't. And you should have some common sense to know, you just because they made it legal don't mean God said it's okay. Amen. Just because they made it legal don't mean it's healthy for you. You can't do it just because they say you can. And you sucking in that marijuana and you wonder how you've fallen off mountains and jumping off buildings in your sleep and running and talking crazy because your pineal gland has opened up and it's a doorway or gateway for demonic spirits to enter into your spirit, into your body, into your mind, and to destroy you from the inside out. The Bible says we belong to God. It is he that had made us and not we ourselves. Did I say that right? It is God. It is God that had made you and not you. You do not, that temple, that vessel that you're carrying around does not belong to you. It has been lent to you to give you an opportunity to go to God and to serve God in this atmosphere. It is not yours to destroy. It is not yours to do whatever the devil tells you to do with it. It's not yours to do that for. It's not yours. God, you are going to have to give an account to God what you did with the temple that he lent you. Amen. You're going to have to give an account unto God what you did with the temple that he put you in so that you could serve him. Anybody catch that? This is the temple. This is the vessel that he placed the real you inside of. And that real you is supposed to use this temple to serve God. If you are not using this temple that he put the real you in to serve him, you're going to have to give an account of that when you meet him. Because this temple is going back to the dirt where God brought it from and breathed life into it. Amen. And you, the real you, is going to have to stand before God. Amen? Yes. I don't know how many times I've said, your flesh does not inherit hell. Your flesh has nothing to lose because your flesh has life because you're in it. Does everybody understand that? Your flesh only has life because the true life is in it. When the real you leaves this temple, this temple ceases to have life. This temple only has life because the real you is in it. When the real you leaves this temple, it has to report to God. And the real you has to give an account of what you did in the temple God lent you when you were here. Does everybody, does that make sense?
Amen.
This temple only has life because you're in it. The life that you have belongs to God. What are you doing with what God gave you? Every person, whether you are saved or not, whether you are a believer or not, male or woman, whatever you are, when you meet God, you must give an account of what you did with what he gave you. Don't blow your only chance. You're not coming back getting a second chance. You're not coming back as a turkey leg, a head of lettuce. You're not coming back as a bowl of cereal. You're not coming back as nothing. The Bible says once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. When you leave here, the Bible says absent from the body, present with the Lord.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I'm coming back as a butterfly. Woo-hoo. I'm coming back as a bag of chips. And that's stupid. You're not coming back as anything. Yo, a box of popcorn. You're not coming back. You're not coming back. I heard somebody say they're going to come back as a bird and poop on their wife. You're not coming back, dude. You're not coming back. So you need to get it right while you can get it right. I'm coming back as a ghost and I'm going to hunt everybody. That's stupid. You're not coming back as a ghost. Okay? Once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. He didn't say after you get finished, changed, metamorphosing into all this stuff, you come back. Boy, you got one shot. When you leave here, that's it.
Amen.
Get it right. Amen. He never said you have to be perfect. He said you have to be trying.
Amen.
You have to be honestly, sincerely trying. And God knows what your sincerity is. You can't fool God. You can't slip anything under the table. You can't pass anything past God. God sees everything.
Yes.
Amen. Was I praying for somebody, or I'm just
praying for Josiah?
Josiah, that's the cat with
the young man who's.
Oh yeah. Amen, amen, amen. So Josiah, if you ever hear this, I pray you do. But if you ever hear this, you need to understand you're too young to be ruining a perfect creation that God has made. You're too young to allow the enemy to steal your life and to steal your joy. You're too young to let the enemy make a fool out of you this young. You need to give God your life. You need to allow the people that are ministering to you to minister to you. Because when you leave here, eternity is a long time to be in hell. Eternity is a long time to be burning. Eternity is a long time to be lost. Forever is a long time to be separated from God. The Bible says, the Bible tells us that he's going to pluck hell up and cast it into a lake of fire. So I'm like, wait a minute. So hell ain't the worst? Hell's not it? He's going to pluck it up and cast it into a lake of fire. And then outer darkness. So even if you died and went to hell, it ain't over. Because you still have to meet God in judgment, the white throne judgment. Then when you land back in hell, he's gonna pluck it up and cast it into outer darkness. So he don't ever have to look at your face again. He never has to hear another word from you. He never has to lay eyes on you again. He's casting you completely away from him into darkness. Who wants that? Who wants to be? You want God to completely cut you off so that you will never have a chance again. That's what you're doing. When you don't give your life to Christ, when you disobey Christ, when you walk away from Christ. And the Bible says it's better that you never even known Christ than to know him and to turn away from him. He says it's better for you that you don't even know him. So how bad can it get? Anybody follow me? So I hope you hear this, and anyone else that's dealing with this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that child that's allowing the enemy to enter into his heart and his mind through all these different devices and allowing their pineal gland to open and refusing prayer and denouncing church, Father God, and disrespecting their parents, Father, we're praying that you would do something to shake him up before it is too late. We're praying, Lord, that you will do something to cause them to stop and think and change before it is everlasting too late. Today is the day to say yes to God. Today is the day of salvation. The day you hear my voice. Anybody know the rest of that? Harden not your heart. Father, speak to the atmosphere and cause that child to say yes to you. Whatever is necessary, whatever it takes, let it be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
What else we got?
Yeah, one more.
One more? Amen. Oh, we're doing pretty good with time, huh? Amen. Pastor Sandy, all refreshed? Okay. Amen. Amen. What an amazing job you did yesterday. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. I just can't. Thank you.
This is from Jennifer.
Jennifer.
She turned 50.
Woohoo!
She says she feels like 100.
Oh, boy.
She laughs.
Amen. I've been there, done that.
She's having issues with her teeth. They're hurting. But she says she continues to stand on the word for her healing.
Yes.
She refused to give the devil any more ounce of her help.
Yes.
Not one more ounce of her help.
Yes.
She said there's too much already wrong. So she's asking for prayer for her breathing, and she's in continual pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. What's her name again?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, what I would like for you to do, we're going to be praying for you, Jennifer, but what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to speak to one of our, oh my goodness, thank you. You are connected to an awesome minister of God. We have many, just so you know, but you are connected to an awesome minister of God. We're going to be praying for you. I would like to send you, Jennifer, I would like to send you some oil. I would like that. So, if you contact us, or even give Lisa your mailing information, I would like to. You have it? Okay. So I'm going to send you some oil and a tallit. And what I'm going to ask you to do, well, I'll once you get it, you email me, and then I'll tell you what I'd like you to do, because I don't want to, and because it's not for everybody. And I'll tell you what you should do. But I'm going to send that to you, hopefully tomorrow. And I want you to anoint yourself with this oil, and we'll talk. Amen. All right. Her name is Jennifer, right?
Jennifer, yes.
Can I get you all to raise your hands with me for Jennifer? Amen. There was another young lady earlier on in the prayer.
That was Jamie.
Jamie. So I need somebody to stand in for Jennifer. Come here, it's Pasadena. Come here. Sensational. I saw the S. I couldn't remember the rest of it. Amen. Amen. And Pastor Drea, if I can get you to stand in for the last one.
Jamie or Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Jamie.
And Jamie. Amen. Simi aliomando. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Can y'all stand right here for me? Ooh, like the kicks. Amen. Amen. Mikale alio otaviesian. That whosoever believeth in him, anoint their hands with this. Let them wash their hands with this. So whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. La ishua ma. Good morning, Minister Reverend. How you doing, sir?
Good morning.
Amen. And Abigail, I'm going to have you stand in for Leslie and Leslie. Because both Leslies are sick. Little Leslie and grown and Auntie Leslie. Amen. Hallelujah. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I have gone to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you have the ability, you have the option, you have the choice to be with me. He's not going to make anybody come to heaven, but he will allow you to come to heaven if you follow the rules. Amen? Amen. He's not going to tie anybody up and throw you into heaven. That ain't never going to happen. I've been saved all my life. Well, somebody lying, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So either you lying or the Bible lying. Amen. Everybody, when you're born into this world, you're born into a world of sin that makes you dirty as filthy rags, or not even as good as filthy rags. And we all need Christ to be delivered. I've been preaching all my life. I ain't never seen you lying right now. Stop it. Amen. Amen. Don't tell people that. Because people that know better know you lying, or you're just seriously misinformed. Amen. And if I juiced you, Abigail, I'm sorry. I got juicy lips. I'm sorry. Amen. been that way for years. Amen. Paris won't even come up here. He's like, uh-uh. But he put a mask on. He's like, got a little shield, you know. I showered already. I don't need none of that. So I apologize.
You got the lip
there. Amen. It was so bad. I asked, because I used to pray way more than I do now.
Yeah.
I used to pray way, way, way more. And I asked the Lord one day, I said, why is my mouth so juicy when I'm praying? Because it's not like that any other time. It's just, you know, when I'm in. And he showed me, he said, because you need that in order to continue to do what you're doing. I need that moisture. I need that juicy. I need that, because I would pray for an hour, sometime an hour and a half straight.
Yeah.
I needed juicy lips to be able to do that.
Yeah.
What you call it?
The living water.
Okay, we're going to call it that. Pastor Sandy called it Holy Spit or something. I don't know what's going on with him. But he said, so I'm just saying, amen. So, because Pastor Sandy got issues too. Yeah. That's why we work together so well. So, pray for your pastors. Amen. Pray for your pastors. Amen. All right. So,
Jennifer.
Jamie. Leslie's. Jennifer
is just multiple issues.
Multiple issues.
Jamie was her hands.
And her hands. And the Leslie's. Amen. So, I need their hands anointed so they can touch. Okay. So, touch and touch. Hasi aliontas. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we await your command to go up, because I'm waiting and I'm watching and I am excited, but I'm not hiding in a closet waiting. We are actively waiting. There's a difference between waiting in the closet and actively waiting. I'm not under the bed waiting for the Lord. We're actively waiting. We're reaching out, trying to reach those that don't know God yet, or those that are falling, we're trying to pull them back up, or those that need support. We're actively waiting for God.
Amen.
He says, go into the highways and hedges and compel, forcibly persuade people to come to me. Go out and talk to somebody, minister to somebody. Father, we're praying for these ladies. We're praying for them name by name, situation by situation, family by family. They all need healing. They all need deliverance. They all need to be comforted. They all need their atmosphere lifted up. Father, we're praying because we know that you can speak from your throne into the atmospheres, and things will change. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God will inhabit our praises. Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
Praise drive out demons. Did y'all know that? You get to, first of all, your life,
Praise opens the door.
It opens the door for God and it drives out demons. Demons don't want you mentioning the name of God at all, unless you're cursing or being disrespectful. Demons can't, pouring praise into your atmosphere is like pouring acid on somebody. Pouring praise and worship into your atmosphere is like pouring acid on Satan. He can't stand it. And the Bible says God will inhabit your praise. So while you're ministering, do you know God loves it when you minister back to him when he's ministered to you?
Amen.
Do you know that? When God speaks to you and he flows through you and he talks to you, do you know that God loves it when you go back and tell God what you have just learned from him? And you minister back to God what God has been ministering to you. Do you know God loves that's a relationship?
Yeah.
Do you know God loves that? And so when you are ministering back to God what God has already ministered to you, and you're praising God and you're lifting God up, while you're praising God, while you're giving God praise, God, the Spirit of God, enters into your atmosphere. And whatever's going on, God is making corrections. God is fixing things that are broken and replacing things that have worn out and moving things around to where they're supposed, positioning things in their right place. And God is working in your atmosphere because he said the only thing that he enters in is your praise. He doesn't enter into your prayer. He didn't say that. I mean, he will anoint you while you're praying and the Spirit of God will move in you while you're praying. But he didn't write, I will enter into your praises, I mean, into your prayer. He didn't say, I'll enter into your reading. When you're reading the word, I'll just enter in. And he said, I'll inhabit your praises. Am I right?
Amen.
He says, I will inhabit your praises. I think of inhabiting means I'm going to get into that house and I'm going to live there. I'm going to take ownership. I'm going to go in there and change things around like it's mine because I'm inhabiting that area. So when God inhabits your praise, he's entering into your atmosphere. And he's looking around like, fix that, and that. Get rid of that. Bring this in. Get rid of that one right now. Open the window and throw that out and fix it. He's in. What? Because everything about me now is focused on God.
Yes.
I'm not thinking about the kids. I'm not thinking about dinner. I'm not thinking about the job, the shot. I'm not thinking about anything except God. And when your mind is absolutely, positively, purely put on God, God can enter into it.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about the news. I'm not thinking about paying the bill. My mind is only on God. It's like God and I are the only ones in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can get something done. Now God steps in. And he says, all right, this has got to be changed. And fortify this wall over here and put a better ceiling up here and rebuild the foundation. I'm focused on God. God's focused on me. I said all that to say this. In these environments, there need to be praise and worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because if you allow the praise and worship unto God with your life. Now listen, you can't be praising and worshiping God and you still smoking joints and you still doing your thing, because God, that's defiled. God ain't got nothing to do with that. If you still in sin and you don't have any intention of changing and you didn't ask God for repentance, you didn't, none of that. I'm just gonna put on some music and start shouting around the room. That's not praise.
Right.
I know they taught us that was praise, but that's not praise. Praise is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a moment in time. It's a lifestyle. Amen.
Amen.
What's the name you're praying for?
Jennifer.
Father, we're praying over Jennifer.
Yes, Lord.
And what's your name, Pastor?
Jamie.
Leslie. And the Leslies.
Mm-hmm.
We're praying for complete healing and deliverance. We're praying, Lord, that they will bring praise into those atmospheres so that you will get the honor and the glory. So that once you enter into that atmosphere, you can release your spirit that will drive out every demon, that will change the things that are going on at home, at work, job, school, that you will make changes where they're needed and fortify. My praises will strengthen that we will be all that you've called and created us to be. Let your perfect will be done, that your people will be completely healed and completely blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, ladies, thank you. Amen. Did I make sense with that stuff?
Yes.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Pops. How you doing? Amen. There's my son. What's up, homie? Amen. Oh, my God. Look at all the kids. Amen. That's it? Amen. All right. I guess I can't stretch it out no longer. Amen. Amen. Brother Ryan, come here, son. Tell us again about salt and about light.
It's not our ministry.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit started this ministry.
Yes, he did.
And he's working through this ministry.
Yes.
To change lives.
Yes.
To change minds, to change hearts of men and now women. It's about being real with yourself, with other brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
and to the Lord.
Yes.
Letting others sharpen you. Let the Holy Spirit work through brothers and sisters to change you.
Yes.
What we're seeing is that God wants to work through each of us.
Yes.
The same Spirit that's in you.
Yes.
Same Spirit's in me.
Yes.
Same Spirit's in you. Wants to do a work. Let him. Come on board. Find someone else to pray for. We're reaching out. We're praying for everyone that you start taking the faith seriously, the fellowship seriously, that you reach out to someone who needs prayer. You don't need ministers. You don't need anybody else but the Holy Spirit that's in you.
That's it.
To get a phone number and say, I'll call you Wednesday and we'll pray. Let's read the word together and pray. And let the Holy Spirit do the work. It doesn't have to be you. It's him through you.
Yes.
How'd that?
Yes. Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Jasmine, Pastor Drea, Pastor Nikki, come here. That's right. We're going to talk about the Troop Project. That's okay. Y'all can do him too. Because she always finds a way to get out of it. Uh-huh. I caught her today.
We did.
And she too sweet to say no. Y'all talk a little bit about this Troop Project. Tell people what's happening.
I'm just going to introduce her. Jasmine is an awesome young lady who is helping. She's working with Miss Lisa with the Troop Project. You guys have been doing this since summer, right? Or before the summer. Mm-hmm. Gathering supplies and things to send to troops all over the world. So they're not just right here, but they're sending them wherever they're stationed. And so I'm going to pass this over to our beautiful minister that she can share with you guys what they're working on now.
And her and Lisa both are working on
it. Yes, this is for, yes.
The name of the ministry is the Troops Project and WAVE. And it stands for helping women inside of military, active duty military. And we're doing a fundraiser with Double Good Popcorn starting, I believe, on the 6th. The 6th through the 10th, I believe, 4 days. And it's just purchasing popcorn. And the profit will go towards doing the packages that we send out to all over the world. There's food in there for the troops. There's Bibles, there's shirts, whatever that's needed, we send it out.
Have you got any response back from anybody?
Yes, we received a letter from one of the troops, and it was very encouraging, and they were just thanking us and just showing the love of God and appreciation.
Amen. Well, that one was in Iraq, or where was that?
I believe it was from
Kuwait?
No, Kuwait. Kuwait. Yeah. I think it was from Kuwait.
Yeah.
Kuwait.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay. Amen. And she's beautiful too, y'all. I'm telling you, she's, amen.
Inside and out.
Amen. I just want to encourage you that the services and things that we do here, we don't charge anybody. I know I keep harping on that. It's a big deal because a lot of churches charge for, they nickel and dime you to death. Amen. And that is not what God has led us to do. We want to help you as long as we can, because once God speaks and we're gone, we've done our part. Amen. Don't wait until you can't do anything to ask for help. If you need it, ask. Thank you. We give God praise in the name of Jesus. Pastor Sanders should be up in a little bit. Amen. Keep us lifted up in your prayers. We're thanking all of the members of this house, wherever they are, in whatever state they're in, whatever city they're in, that bless this ministry. There's so many people working behind the scenes that are doing things, that are praying for people, that are doing all kind of stuff, that are making this ministry possible. Pastor Sandy and I are the ones that you see, but there are so many other people that are actually working, and mean really working, to make all this possible. God has sent. So every person that supports, every person that helps, every person that shows up, every person that logs in, every person that shares a video, every person that prays with us and for us, every person that speaks to somebody about somebody, about somebody, about God, it's a blessing. Amen. Every person that sends in a nickel or more, every person that's done anything, thank you. And you are in our prayers. Either in the cloud. Come here, Lord. Let's say it together, Brother Lloyd. How does that word go?
Either in the crowds or in the clouds.
Amen. I pray that it's in the clouds, but amen. If I gotta, we'll see you Wednesday. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.